that mug. Put a couple of ice cubes in there.
You got it.
I'm gonna need a little hot blue Kool-Aid to wash this fish dinner down Sunday. As the Dolphins visit Detroit. You know I'm riding that bus. I'm driving it now. I'm giving up the 2.5, and I'm taking Honolulu Blue. Give me my release, come on. Black night for me.
You got your weak in your knees. Time for picks of the week. With the old wise one, Big Mike. Good morning.
Hey, Big Daddy, how you doing?
Old wise one. Doing good. How are you?
I tell you what, the wise one is limping, my friend. I'm taking more mud on than a turtle here these past few weeks.
Off to us.
You're looking like Diamond Jim Brady, my friend.
It's about time. It took me 30 years.
Yeah, well, at least you learned your lesson. last week, outage, 4-4 to put me at 11-13. The pros, I was almost perfect, big boy, but the Jets won for me to put me at 1-7. that puts me at 4-12 for the year, so I got a little work ahead of me.
You got a lot of work there.
Rattler, second year in a row, I gave you Ole Miss against Roll Tide Roll.
Wow, good pick.
That puts me at 1-2. Dorothy, let me down on pick of the week. Kansas City couldn't hold on. That also put me at 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
That Frosty Department. I don't know if you've ever won 6 in 1 week in your life, but you did to put you at 12.
Holy smoke.
Once again, you nip me. I only picked up 4. I am at 8. You now hold a 4 tall boy lead on the wise one.
Get the marching band out here.
You ain't kidding. We better stop everything. Hey, real quick before I get going here, let me get a quick shout out to Pete Penhoff, basically a belated happy birthday yesterday, war victim, great guy, and he put a number up bigger than what Yogi Berra put up, so happy belated birthday to Pete.
Way to go, Pete.
Yep. All right, you strapped in?
Oh, yeah.
And are my eyebrows waxed?
Not quite, but...
here we go.
They're still there.
Tonight. Tonight, yeah. I think we got a good matchup in the AAC. Cincinnati goes into Memphis. I like Memphis for some reason. Don't know why. At home, I'll give up the 6.5.
I'll take the Bearcats then.
You got them.
Okay.
Saturday, UCLA visits Arizona. Arizona's getting 3.5 at home. Makes no sense to me. I mean, they're both good ball clubs. I'm taking the juice in the home team. I'm taking Arizona.
I'll take UCLA there.
You got him.
Thank you.
Bowling Green visits, if you're going to pull one.
Boilermaker.
They're going to visit Purdue in a pick'em ball game. I like Bowling Green in this one. I don't think Purdue's got anything.
They got a couple good running backs. I'm taking Purdue there.
Okay, you got him.
Bounce back.
I hope they can be running backs and defensive backs then if they're that good.
Purdue. Go Purdue. Call Todd Weatherwax.
The Hoosiers, Indiana, visit Wake Forest. I like Indiana on the road. I'll give up that little soft 2.5 and take the Hoosiers.
Don't know much about Wake Forest this year. Good pick, Mike.
Sounds like a pass in effect there. In other words, little buddy, go deep, go deep, go deep. those Chips of Central Michigan come up and visit the Spartoonies. They'll hang around for the first quarter. Then I think the endurance of Michigan State will take over. I'm giving up that 26.5. I'm taking the Spartans.
Yeah, I think they should roll, but I'm going to take that 26 here for a Frosty.
And a half.
And a half, thank you. Yes.
You're more than welcome. Tis a place of generosity this morning. Those Broncos of Western Michigan. They're going down to visit the Horseshoe. Hey, the Buckeyes are overrated this year, big boy.
Not yet.
I mean, they're a good ball club, but Northern Illinois had them and let them go. Could have very easily won that ball game, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
The Broncos are getting 31.5. That's enough for me to take the home team. I'm taking the Broncos against the Buckeyes.
Okay, I'm going to, for entertainment purposes, I'll have to go with the Buckeyes there. 34?
No, it's only 31.5.
31.5, thank you.
Yeah, soft, 31.5. Oh, the one that's easy for you to say, Massachusetts visits Touchdown Jesus in Notre Dame. Here you go, 26.5. I'm taking the Fighting Irish at home and giving up that 26.5.
Yeah, that's an easy cover there.
I think so. If you're going to bring them.
Bring them young.
Bring them young to the big house as BYU comes in to visit those Wolverines. BYU, if I'm not mistaken, is 2-1, and the two wins are both Hail Mary wins.
And then they had a Hail Mary loss also.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, so they're, I mean, what the hell? Mary's been at all three games, hasn't she?
They lost by a point at UCLA. They had them, Big Mike. They had them.
Yeah, well, I have, yeah, but had them and got them was two different things, we know.
Yep.
I like the Wolverines at home. I'm giving up the 4.5.
Yeah, I think the Wolverines win Saturday. Yeah.
I think so, too. So.
I agree with you.
All righty. Also tonight, we get the big boys going again, and that would be, as you mentioned just not too long ago, Washington visits those New York G-men. Well, I mean, the Giants, two games in a row, 10-point leads in the fourth quarter, and I'm like, my God, they find a way to cough, so, and I'm not talking Coughlin, the coach. Right. I'm going to take the G-men to break the ice. They're giving up 2.5. It's a league rivalry. I like the Giants to get their first win tonight.
You know, that seems like the logical selection, but there's nothing logical about this. I'm going to take Washington.
You got them. Old Kirk Cousins look-alike. Sunday, Pittsburgh visits your favorite place, St. Louis. St. Louis kind of fell a little soft on the road last week.
Man, that was ugly.
Yeah, that wasn't even near pretty. I think they bounced back. They also are a home dog getting 2.5. That's enough for me. I don't know if they can win, but I think they can stay within the cover of 2.5.
They have not convinced me yet. I got to go with Pitt.
You got it, Big Ben.
Yeah.
Oh, Philly. They're going to visit the New York Jets. They like the sound of 0-3, Mr. Kelly. I like the Jets minus 2.5.
I'll take Philly. Entertainment purposes.
Exactly. Buffalo visits Miami. 3.5-point spread Buffalo's getting. I like Miami until I looked at that injury report. I'm taking Buffalo plus the 3.5.
I like Buffalo.
Okay.
Ndamukong Suh. Three tackles in two games.
Yeah, and two disputed cheats already this year.
He's just lighting it up.
Yep. The 8:30 game Sunday night. Yeah, that's our boys there. I'm parking the bus at home for the first home game for Honolulu Blue. Our Denver Broncos come in. Peyton Manning, world's greatest quarterback, as we all know. And everybody in their right mind would take Broncos. Well, I'm not in my right mind. I didn't ask for the mug yet. I'm not drinking it any right yet. So okay. I'm not going to give up on them. I think this is a game that they probably shouldn't win that they're going to win. I like the Lions plus 4.5.
Yeah, I got to take the Broncos.
I know you do. I already had you marked. Monday night, Nick and Dorothy, Kansas City goes up to Green Bay. Here's one for you. I think it's 8 out of 9 trips for KC to Lambeau Field. KC's won.
Wow.
But this year,
I
like the Pack minus 5.5.
Not this year.
No, I like the Pack minus 5.5.
Yeah, I love the Pack, yeah.
Ah, my Rattler this week falls in the big boy division. Oakland visits the Brownies down in Cleveland.
Mm.
Oakland's a 4.5-point underdog going into Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think Oakland's playing good enough to win this game outright.
Man, I beg to differ there. I got to go with Manziel and company, although he's starting.
No, he's not starting. All right, you got the Brownies.
Yeah.
Ah, pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
You think the Lions are bad, pig boy? How about the New Orleans Saints? Going into Carolina, and Carolina's only given 2.5. Hey, all day, all long, I like North Carolina. I like Carolina for my pick of the week.
I'm going to go Saints for entertainment purposes.
Alrighty.
See if we can get you back in the running here.
Boy, once again, we've got a full roster of Frosties, big boy. A
lot of beverage there.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'll take a peek here, and that looks like a wrap.
And
peace.
Picks of the week. Big Mike.